Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency. Restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
The feeder cattle futures bounced back to close nearly a dollar higher. It looks like August is going to settle 75 cents higher at 147.92. They traded as high as 118.20 right there at the end of the day, and that was about $3.50 off of the low from earlier in the day. Live cattle, we had the June expiration today, and they were down $1.10 at 119.10. August will become the front month on Monday, and they were down 22 cents at 116.27, but everything further out was 20 higher in October, 50 higher in the December contract. Box beef at midday continues to show weakness, down $1.31 on choice at $225.24. Select down $1.39 at $208.77. And we had 119 cash trade, which was $2 to $3 lower than last week. And that's where, the June live cattle finished trading. Cattle going into the feedlot right now are estimated to be losing $55 a head. Cattle coming out are a positive $178. The carcass weights continue to go up. They're 855 pounds this week. That was up about 8 pounds from last week. So that keeps going up, and that's weighing on the market. And the hog futures today were extremely strong. We had some of them up the limit. August hogs were up $3 at $83.75.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures rallied really strong today, led by the wheat. Minneapolis wheat, which is dealing with the drought in the North Dakota area, was up strongly, up about 35 cents. We've gone up about $2.25 since the end of May, and that's leading the Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures higher. They were 28 to 30 cents higher here this morning. Soybeans were about 24 cents, and then corn up 10. Mid-morning, we had the USDA quarterly stocks report as of June 1st. It was thought to be negative for wheat and corn and a little bit positive for soybeans. Wheat and corn were both higher than expected, while beans were about 20 million bushels less than expected. And then the other surprise on the report was the planted acreage number for corn, beans, wheat, and cotton. Corn was higher than expected at 90.88 million acres, about 900,000 acres more than the last report, about 3.5 million less than last year. Soybeans were 89.5 million, which is a big jump from last year, but that was lower than expected. And then all wheat at 45.6 million, that was about 400,000 acres less than expected. And then cotton acres were 12.05 million acres, where the average guess was 12.27. So a lot of people thought cotton acres would actually be bigger, especially here in Oklahoma and Texas, but they were actually lower than expected. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.